Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Finished her exams. She stopped messing around with academia.
I know. I'm so sorry, everybody. Yeah.
I hope you get a nice piece of paper out of it.
Yeah. Well, in July, I'll be there with my weird little flat hat and my indiscriminate piece of paper going, yay, I did a thing.
You know, when I graduated, you know that photo they do?
Yeah,
the amazing photo that your grandparents all have on their mantelpiece.
Yeah.
They made me hold a piece of pipe.
Piece of pipe.
It's a white piece of pipe with a ribbon tied around it, Holly. It's not even real.
Oh, that's extra shit. That's not even paper.
Because your actual degree, you can't roll it up. It comes in an envelope and it's like, please do not bend. And I'm like, well, okay, I won't.
I thought they had just like a blank piece of paper they rolled up. You didn't even have that. You just had a pipe.
You have to hold it so that it disguises the fact that it's a pipe.
Oh, that's shit.
You might not have a pipe, but apparently that's like a trick of the trade.
Can I bring in my own thing?
Can
I bring
degree?
No, like my own, I don't know, bring in like, I don't know, like my dog and just hold my dog.
Holly, you can do that any day, any time of the year.
Yeah,
not in your graduation photo.
Yeah, but it could be a little graduation dog. I've got dogs on the brain now.
We've been looking at Crufts.
Yeah, we were looking at Crufts and potato dogs.
And human puppies.
Oh, that took me way too long to realise what
we
were talking about.
That's how we got onto the dogs. We were looking at
the Secret Life of Human Pups.
Yeah, is it Channel 4?
Yeah, Channel 4 documentary about people who like to dress up as latex dogs for fun.
Yeah, but the thing is that it's not like they're dressing up as... Like, furries dress up as animals in like a really weird, brightly coloured cartoon kind of way.
Mm.
And the human pups, they don't dress up as like fluffy dogs. They dress up as like...
It's latex and leather.
Yeah, it's all kind of rubber and having to put loads of talcum powder on.
It's like, could you imagine, if I had someone who's pretending to be a dog, I'd at least want them to be like cuddly and fluffy. Because that's what I like about dogs.
But they're like scritching each other and stuff and... Like, it was really nice because they were all really confident and happy with themselves.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, it helps me kind of interact with people and kind of be more confident. It's like, good for you.
But one of them was in a weird, like, love triangle.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, that was the most fascinating bit of it.
So his fiancé, who's a woman...
No, his ex-fiancé.
Ex-fiancé, yeah. They broke up because she was like, look, you can either dress up like a puppy or you can be with me.
And he was like, well, puppy, okay?
Yeah, but they were still, like, he kept all his puppy stuff at her
house. It was so weird. Okay, so yeah, it was like, basically, they kept on referring to her as a friend. Mm. And they were like, his friend, Rachel, was also his fiancé. And I was like, what? Wait, go back.
And then it sort of revealed that he had a current partner slash handler, which is the guys who were sort of into the whole puppy play thing, but don't dress as puppies themselves.
No.
Called Colin.
Yeah.
He was a guy. And they sort of, they were like, so you're gay? And he was like, yeah, I guess I am.
Yeah.
that was kind of it. But then Colin was kind of mean.
Yeah, Colin was getting angry. Well, you'd be kind of angry if your boyfriend kept all his puppy play stuff at his ex-fiancé's house and was really good friends of her, like seeing her all the time.
So the guy who liked to dress up as a puppy was like, Colin, can I ask you a question? And Colin was like, no. And he was like, no, I'm serious. And Colin went, no. And he was like, what? Are you jealous of Rachel? And the guy was like, I'm not answering that on camera. And then the other guy just looked really sad. And we couldn't tell if it was part of the puppy thing.
Yeah, I thought for a minute it might be like a sub-dom humiliation thing.
He was hanging his head.
Like
a dog.
Yeah, he's brought his dog mannerisms into his daily life. And I was quite interested.
Yeah, and then he entered a puppy competition in Belgium.
Yeah, Brussels?
Antwerp.
Antwerp, that's it.
And it was way more sexual than he was expecting, so he came bless third.
Him. At least, I felt so sorry for him. Because yeah. he, like, I mean, he was distressed, and his whole thing was being a dog. Yeah. Like, he just wanted to be a dog. But and there's obviously, like, it's not necessarily a sexual thing.
Yeah.
But there was lots of people who were there who were, it was like a facet of BDSM.
Yeah, and they were, like, full on humping on stage.
Yeah, so they were, like, humping on stage and being very sexual and being like, yeah, I'm a dog, and I shag like a dog.
They were all dressed in black, and This guy was dressed in like a Dalmatian.
He was a Dalmatian.
Yeah. Aww. So everyone else was all kind of like straps and leather and humping. And he came on and he drew a picture with his mouth.
Yeah.
And everyone was just like, oh.
Okay.
Well, this isn't what dogs don't do that. So, you know.
Yeah, it was
sweet
him.
Though.
I know. But the weirdest thing, the oddest thing I found about it was like, or the most like unsettling thing when I saw it. Because it's just like a man dressed as a dog. But he had like these weird paw hand things that he put over his hands, so when he was walking like a dog he could have paws, which makes sense.
Yeah,
but there was just something, I don't know, like that kind of like, are those his, no, those aren't his hand, those are paw hand, but what are the paw hands?
He had his fists inside them.
Yeah, so he was walking like a gorilla might walk, I assume,
but then the actual paws were probably like a couple of inches more so onto his fists.
Yeah, so he looked like a dog with really long legs.
Yeah,
like a weird like stilt Tim Burton style dog.
Yeah, like a creepy thing out of a horror film.
Yeah.
But he wasn't creepy.
Oh no, bless him. No. He was so sweet.
He was just a guy with a dog mask
on. It was just fascinating that in this, you know, Channel 4 we're trying to, you know, just make like, oh look, isn't that weird? And like the most interesting thing about it was the very weird, the very real human interaction going on in that weird kind of love triangle. Like that was the most interesting thing.
But that's why you need to watch 15 Stone Babies. Because I haven't watched it. And all of our listeners should watch it.
You should all watch it.
Because it starts off being like, these people are grown-ups, but they dress up like babies. And then it dabbles into this girl who likes to pretend to be a toddler, but her boyfriend wants her to pretend to be a six-month-old baby.
Yeah, that was odd.
And it sort of goes, and then just moves on.
Yeah.
And then it starts going into a lot of the guys in particular had really difficult not very nice childhoods and bad things.
Yeah, it was a chance to kind of relive that innocence that they felt they hadn't got the first time around.
And it was really sweet.
I know.
In a very sad way.
Yeah. That's the thing with Channel 4. Every now and again, they have the worst titles for their programmes.
But it's
awful
like
titles.
Watch bait, I guess. Yeah. They're going, ew, look at this!
Look
and then
at
you
the
watch
thing.
It and you're like, aww.
Okay. I mean, obviously, not all of them are great. There's still a lot of kind of voyeurism and involved in it. But it's just nice when you, because they're just people and they're doing their thing and they're having fun. So why not?
Yeah. I did worry about his ex-fiancée, though, because she...
Yeah, she was hung up.
Oh, she was.
Like, imagine if you love a man so much that even after, you know, you've broken up, he's moved in with his new partner, you let him keep his latex puppy outfit at your house.
But she didn't seem okay with it either.
No, and but she was like throwing fetch for him. She was playing fetch with him. She was like, you know, rubbing his ears.
And at the end, like the program ends on her being like, the interviewer kind of slightly cheekily is like, would you still be together if you didn't dress as a dog? And the guy's like,
the
you
question,
can answer.
The question every couple has had to face at some point in their relationship.
The guy's like, oh, you can answer honestly if you want, Rachel. It's all right. While he's cleaning his puppy mask from all the talcum powder,
yeah.
I guess, and sweat. And she's like, yeah, we would still be together. And he's like, yeah, but this is a part of me. I'm never going to let go of it.
Yeah.
And like, she clearly like really wants to be with him. And again, he kept the puppy stuff that she could have just been like, all right.
You know, if it means
deal with it.
Because that's what I didn't say. Because he had the puppy stuff in her house. So she was obviously fine enough with it to engage with him on that level. To kind of, you know, have it. I don't know. Maybe it was just something where she was like, I can't be in a relationship with someone. I don't know. It was very complicated. But that was the most interesting thing about it. And I'm really fascinated by
she
it.
She didn't want to treat him like a dog. Like feeding him minstrels, which is apparently what you do.
Yeah, that's what Colin was doing. He's putting some minstrels in a bowl and sticking it on the floor. And
those are not healthy.
No, dogs shouldn't eat minstrels.
No.
But that was what was annoying me. Every time I was watching it, I was like, a dog wouldn't do that. I was like, I was just getting... It's like, and then I was like, oh, it's not a simulation. Yeah. They don't actually want to be dogs. And so, because like, there was a bit, and they had a big meetup, and they were all kind of, you know, chatting, and they were finding people with similar interests, and it was all really nice. But there's a shot, and they were playing pool. And I just kind of burst out, dogs don't play pool! And then I was like, oh, they're not dogs. That's
the
not weird,
the weirdest thing was the guy who was playing the main dog, whose name was Spot, well, his dog name was Spot. His paws, he was kind of treating them like, if you have your hands flat, but kind of at a 90 degree angle to your wrists. So he'd be picking things up with his palms.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, so a dog wouldn't do that, but
no.
You're not, but you're using paws. But I guess it's not, they don't actually want to be a dog. They don't believe they're dogs.
But they were, at the competition, they were being judged on how dog-like they were. So he got extra points for when he was doing the agility test, picking up one of the traffic cones with his mouth.
That was cute.
Dogs do pick things up with their mouths.
That was cute. So, I enjoyed that. That was a good little dog moment.
That was
moment.
A really nice moment. I enjoyed that. What else have we been doing tonight?
Oh God, what have we done?
We went on Madame Caramel's Twitter account.
As we like to do every now and again.
Yeah.
For people who, listeners who maybe haven't listened to our backlog of, you know, of things...
Firstly, you should.
You should.
It's great.
I can't remember which episode it was.
Oh, it was ages ago. Yeah. Like six.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And Kate did a challenge which featured, you came across kind of, was it like Yelp reviews?
No, it was actual like on the website reviews.
On the website reviews of a sex dungeon. Yes. And the thing we just found just brilliant about them is how... mundane
and mumsy
and how just like twee they were,
yeah.
And like, you know, and the crisps were lovely and there was tea facilities and an excellent butt plug,
like, it's just like actual B&B reviews, but imagine they've got like a whipping stand and a cage.
Yeah,
and so awesome. They were just reviewing it all like really matter of factly, and anyway,
just
we had
very
great
sweet.
Fun.
We had a lot of fun, and Madame Caramel tweeted us and called us naughty ladies.
Madame Caramel runs the
Hoxton
Dungeon Suite.
Madame Caramel is the dominatrix who runs it.
Yeah,
and she kind of tweeted us going, "Oh, you naughty girls, you'll have to come to Hoxton Dungeon." And we were like, "Hell yeah, Madame Caramel!
Yes, we will."
But we're kind of obsessed with her because she's amazing.
All the comments, all the reviews were like. Madame Caramel is the shit. Madame Caramel's so welcoming. Madame Caramel's real hot and all that kind of stuff. And she's got, like, the best Twitter.
It's incredible. I'm obsessed with it.
She's so... I don't even know how to categorize
like you,
it.
You, like, said it perfectly when you were like, if I didn't know what this was, I would think it was a bot. Like,
it's so random, yeah. Like, normally, when you accidentally... This is going to sound like it's not an accident. But if you stumble across, like, a Babe Station Girls Twitter account...
If you just, you know, happen to be browsing...
They're
hashtag...
very entertaining.
Hashtag Babe Station.
Very entertaining. And they're always called, like, Babe Station Lena. And Babe Station... I can't think of another woman's
Chelsea.
Name. Chelsea. And, like, they usually just like, matter-of-factly tweet things like, my tits are hot for you!
And, like, don't you tweet that?
No, not often. But, like, that's fine. Like, the stuff they do is pretty, like, standard. But men will reply to them and be like, yeah, baby, I'm going to talk to you tonight. And there'll be all these men that, like, try and have conversations with them.
I love the people who try and, like, genuinely... Like, it's like, bless them. It's the kind of people who comment on Pornhub. It's like, what do you think is... Oh, bless them.
But most of them are fine, but every now and again... And the reason I found this is because it was a guy who followed me, said something really inappropriate to me straight away, and I was like, I'm going to check your Twitter profile, mate.
I remember this.
And he was one of those guys who talked to the Babe Station girls, but clearly made them feel uncomfortable. Because every third message was one of them going, can you please leave me alone if you're not going to pay me? And, you know, like, fine, that's their job.
Yeah, that is...
But he'd just be like, but babe, I love you. And they'd be like, I'm sorry, but this is my job.
This is my job.
I have to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, most kind of sexy lady accounts are pretty much They just talk about their job, and they have a separate account, probably for personal
stuff.
Yeah,
because I guess it's usually like, you know, you have personal account, and then you have like work account where it's sexy stuff. Not in mine,
obviously. Yes.
Yeah, you know, every, me and Kate both have our separate. Mm-hmm. That's what Toku is actually. Toku is our sexy Twitter stream, which I retweeted a nice picture of Kirby dressed as Overwatch characters. So
that was very cute. That's by Simon Chung.
Yeah.
If any of you are a fan of Simon Chung, you should check out his work, because he's really good at stuff.
Yeah, and that picture is adorable. So yeah, that's our sexy stream. But Madame Caramel doesn't have...
Oh no.
That. Madame Caramel is who she is, all of it is on that Twitter feed.
Just one long stream of consciousness.
Oh, it's so good.
So she'll be retweeting, like, news stories about Obama going to, like, Hiroshima. And you'll be like, yeah, Madame Caramel, politically aware, cool, good for you.
She'll be kind of posting stuff like, kind of, you know, LGBT pro and all this like feminism. It's like, yeah, Madame Caramel.
And then out of nowhere she will post a video of her butt getting licked out. Like, Madame Caramel, no Madame Caramel.
It'll be like, you know, kind of, oh, going back to work on a Monday, and then like a funny cat gif, and then the next thing it'll be like a 50-year-old man getting his balls clamped, and it's like,
amazing.
Whoa,
it's so good. You don't get that anywhere else on Twitter. All our friends don't tweet pictures of the dicks.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Please don't.
No, and also, like, you should see the amount of clamps that these guys have
there
on their...
There were so many clamps, Holly.
I
don't even have...
Exactly. I don't even have them, and I'm like crossing my legs.
The clamping and but also Madame Caramel, as we found out from her Twitter account, just got engaged.
Yay! Congratulations, Madame Caramel.
We're pretty sure she did.
Yeah, no, we think she did.
Yeah.
She said it on her Twitter account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, she says a lot of things.
But she's the best. She's just like, I just love her so much.
Yes.
She's so like feisty and just kind of independent and like positive. And just like, and then out of nowhere, they'll just be like, butt plugs and pegging. Yeah. And it's like, yeah.
Well, the best thing is that, like, sometimes I think they're auto tweets because they're all kind of set up the same.
Mm.
But she'll be tweeting, like, I think it's stuff that she's filmed that you can buy. I didn't click on any of the links, so I don't actually know, but I think that's what it is. And they'll have titles and a couple of hashtags. And it'll be like, hot, horny girl gets sat on, hashtag. Black ass. And I'm like, whoa.
I mean, and then like, afterwards cool. It'll be like a kind of like new recipe from Tazo. Keeping healthy.
Getting over that hump day. And I'm like,
love it. So good. And just we had a browse of her what's it called? The wish list.
Yes, she has an Amazon wish list that she tweeted out recently. So we were like, all right, what's
Let's
on
have
it?
A look. And it was just really, just lots of, there was some wine, there was a nice vanity table, there was, you know, some nice dresses.
Some tights.
Tights, sandals, leotards.
Yep.
And then the only thing that was perhaps, you know, not wouldn't just be in, you know what I mean? That would allude to her, you know, job or her profession was... Six strap-ons out of nowhere. It was like, okay, a bottle of wine, some tights, you know, some sandals, pretty dress. That's a nice dress. And then six strap-ons.
Because you can specify on Amazon wishlist how many of each thing you want and how many you have.
One is not enough.
10 pairs of tights, but you've already got two, because people have sent you them, I guess.
Yeah.
And you can specify that.
Yeah.
It's useful. But six.
Six strap-ons.
That's a lot.
You could put them like on your fingers and be like a weird Edward Scissorhands, like a Edward Sexer hand.
Edward Dildo Hands. Oh, that would be beautiful.
That would. Oh, but it might be like big, thick, sausagey fingers coming at you.
Erect nice. Penis fingers.
Oh, especially if those are the really horrible, like veiny.
Yeah. I mean, you know that's a fetish though.
Oh, 100%. Like, I'm sure
penis fingers.
There is a porn out there.
Are you going
to
Google penis fingers?
No, there is a...
Are we going to watch a porn, Holly?
No, we're not going to watch a porn,
we're
but
not
going to
watch a
search
Edward,
for
a you're
going
to search for Edward penis hands.
No, there is, I swear
Edward,
to God, there is a...
Edward is what you've Googled.
Okay, sorry.
Oh yes, Edward, that Edward beautiful Edward. Johnny Depp film.
I swear to God, there is something called Edward.
Okay, Holly's Googling... Edward Penis Hands.
A door-to-door dildo salesman. Someone beat us to it.
Edward Penis Hands is from 1991.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it doesn't even have any pictures. Oh, Womb Raider. Oh, we've gone into this seedy, horrible porn parody area of IMDb.
Yeah, we have. We've gone there.
Do you recognise any of those actors? Sickie Nix.
Sickie Nix.
Which is Edward.
Gina Fine. Alexandra Quinn.
Ugh, Foreskin Gump.
Oh.
Tomb Raper. That's not nice.
That's not nice.
Why are there so many Tomb Raider porns?
Because it's a sexy lady.
It's not even a good film.
Yeah, but it's sexy
lady. I mean,
lady.
I know that doesn't really count.
That doesn't matter. I knew Edward Penis Hands was a thing. So, wait, Edward Penis Hands. I want to try if I can find a picture of this.
A picture of Edward Penis Hands.
Yeah.
One penis instead of a hand. I thought he would have a penis for each finger.
So did I.
His hands are just, he's like, from the elbow up, it's just like an arm-sized dick.
He's got two stumps that happen to be penises.
He's eating spaghetti oh with his God. Penis hands.
So good.
And that woman looks really satisfied. Wow. But
yeah, she is.
Oh,
look at his horrible penis.
I'm just going to say, this isn't safe for work. But because it's from 1991,
it's
quite blurry. So the penis hands aren't as graphic as they... I don't think you should click on that. Okay. That looks disgusting.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm in a horrible place on the internet.
Okay, well, you searched for Edward Penis Hands.
I didn't want this.
What did you expect?
I just wanted fun porn things.
So as long as you're not at work or in front of... your parents.
Or anybody you respect or slash might respect
you. Do you not respect me? Well, thanks.
Well,
anyway.
Let's not kid ourselves.
You should Google image search Edward Penis Hands. Because only look at like the first 10. It gets weird after that.
Yeah.
But you should definitely check it out. It's... It's an experience.
I thought, because surely the natural thing would be...
Penis fingers. What? But instead of penis, literally penis hands.
Penis tubs.
Like, there's someone carved down and placed them with penises.
Oh, my God. Like, the amazing... Like, the doctor at the beginning, he's got, like, the cookie cutters. He just fucking chops his hands off and puts penis... Oh, man.
But, like, he has elbows.
Yes. Like, he does have elbows.
He'd be standing like a normal guy if he was wearing, like, a long shirt sleeve.
Yeah, he'd be fine.
And then he'd just go, fwitching, like that.
Penis hands.
Just bend his elbows up and be like, wow, 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 wow.
Oh, man. We don't really... It's an hour and 23 minutes long.
Do you think he has a hand instead of a penis? Do you think that's like the Act 3 twist?
Oh, that would be incredible.
That would be.
She like unzips his trousers and goes, let's see what's going on down here. And
she's
looks,
like, oh.
And like, what? And it just like waves at her. And then his fingers can have tiny hands as well. So it's just like hands on hands.
Why?
Because he's only got two stumps of penises, so he's got to have more going on down there.
I have so many questions.
So do I.
How does he pee?
Through his hands.
Oh.
Just, in fact, that would be very, like, you know, because peeing as a girl is annoying because you've got to, you know, you can't.
It would be like having two water pistols and just being like, pew.
Exactly. Think, you know how squids have ink?
Yes.
It'd just be like that. Get rid of
How
your
is
enemies.
Like that? Because you're just gonna like shoot piss at people with your penis hands?
Your
like,
problem.
They'll run away as soon as you get your penis hands out. They're not gonna wait for you to piss at them.
They might be like, oh, we can take this guy, oh look, penis hands, but we can fight him, and you'd be like, no, boom, penis hands, piss everywhere.
What issues does Edward Scissorhands have? Like, he can't touch people, he can't hug people.
Oh, God, that movie broke my heart.
It's very
and it
sad.
It still does. I love that movie so
he
much.
He tries to hug and he cuts her.
He goes, oh, he like, she goes, hold me, and I can't. And my heart breaks every time.
And he has to go and live in the castle on his own, but he makes it snow.
Oh, he makes ice sculptures. Where
Edward
does he
Penis
get the
Hands.
Ice?
Edward Penis yes. Hands tries to hug her and gets, I don't know, like penis juices all over
Ew,
her.
Oh, imagine the cheese.
And the mum's like, you have to leave because this is disgusting.
This is weird.
So he goes and lives in the castle and makes snow.
That's was like,
you want to see my snow? And then what? And then she, like, the bit where she, like, spins around in the garden is just, like,
falling in big wet clumps.
Oh, just, like, soggy. Just.
And he tried to make some topiaries, but he just hit a bush with his penises.
But what a beautiful, like, facial scene that would be. With a woman, like, just spinning in the garden and there's just stuff firing.
Holly, no offense, but never be a porn director. That is disgusting.
To be fair, my idea for a porn has already been done. And to be honest, I don't think I can beat it.
What, Edward Penis hands?
Yeah!
That's your idea.
Because remember we said, we were like, essentially, penis and fingers. And
okay.
And then he was gone. There
you
go.
Know how a lot of porns are made out
sad.
Of... Is porns the correct plural?
Porns.
Porns.
Porn-i.
I like porn-y. Anyway, yes. A lot of porns are made as parodies of existing films, but no one's done the latest round of films.
Okay.
So think of films that came out recently and make them into a porn.
Make them into a porns?
Yes.
But what could we do? Let's have a look.
X-Men Apocalypse... Civil
Sex
War.
Sex Men. That's the easy one.
I'm pretty sure Sex Men exists.
Oh, 100%.
So you can't have that.
Oh. But all the good ones will have been taken.
Okay. What are any? Me Before You, Me Before Screw.
But
I'm bad at this.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. Now I think Edward Penishands has just completely thrown me. And I can't think of anything. And that's the thing where loads of people are going to, like, tweet us. Well, I say loads. People are going to tweet us afterwards and be like, what about this and this? Like, you had time to think.
Yeah.
You had time to think.
The BFG, which stands for the Big Fancy Gash.
Big Fancy Gash.
It's a really,
big, so it's
a really big gash.
It's a really big
and
vagina.
It's been vajazzled.
And it's just really fancy. It's got a little top hat.
No, it's got vajazzled.
No, I'm imagining top hat, tails.
Ugh.
Like, it's just...
It's not that kind of fancy.
What?
Okay,
vajazzled
it's my porn.
Is fancy. Okay, fine.
Make
your
own
porn.
Porns.
Okay, fine.
I don't recognize any of these films.
No, neither do I.
The Angry Birds movie could be the Angry Birds.
Butts. Angry butts.
Yeah.
What happens in angry butts?
You spank them until they're angry.
Until they're angry.
And then you spank them some more. Ha ha!
Okay.
What a twist.
Oh, what about Alice Through the Looking Glass? There's got to be something there.
Alice Through the Lovely Ass. I'm very butt focused in mine.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what this says about you. Probably that you're just obsessed with asses.
I'll ass. Through the... Yeah.
Poo. Alex poo.
I'll ask poo.
We can't,
the lovely
just
ass.
Snorting. But I'm just changing.
Things are sense.
I'm just changing the words into rhymes that sound vaguely rude. There's no continuity there.
I don't
no
know
passion.
How do you pitch a porn? Do you go to like a porn studio and be like, what if the Angry Birds movie was about sex though?
It was about
and like
asses.
Instead of Angry Birds, it was about spanking.
How to pitch
a porn sex.
A porn.
A porn. How to... No! No.
What have I done?
No, you've just searched for porn.
Oh, have I?
You have just searched for porn. It's Pitch Perfect is apparently a porn.
Oh.
The hit movie, Pitch Perfect, that's about a cappella singing and definitely not sex.
I don't know how to pitch
a sex movie. A
sex movie.
A Rudy Blue movie.
How to pitch a blue film. Wait, I'm going to go on... I'm going on.
You've opened an incognito window.
Yeah, because think of the horrible adverts I'm going to get for Edward Penis hands.
The things I have had to
I'm
search.
I'm going to get little, like, hand-sized condom adverts.
I kept clicking on all of Madame Caramel's Twitter links. I'm going to get weird things.
Oh, we're going to get horrible, horrible
Why
things.
Why have we done this?
Have you noticed, right? I've noticed this recently, that as soon as I turned kind of 22, 21...
Yeah.
Just all the kind of advertisements that come up on Twitter and Facebook.
Babies!
That, yeah, babies. Or just fertility. Have you had a baby?
Are you pregnant? Do you want to find out if you're pregnant? Are your eggs dying? You should do something about it.
It's like, what are you doing with your sack of eggs? And it's like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to do
For
anything.
For a while, I had Twitter adverts about anal uncomfort, and I was just like,
what? Where? As in the,
like,
act? Or?
Is your butthole itchy? And I was like, no.
How do you know?
Why would I go on Twitter?
Were you googling
to look for that?
Were you
no.
googling?
Why would I have googled my butt is itchy?
Butt, like, is itchy.
If my butt was itchy, I'd just itch it. I'm not Googling that.
How to make a porn.
How to make a porn. So we're not pitching it, we're going to full on make it.
Yeah, no one...
WikiHow!
That's a WikiHow!
Yay!
Amazing. Sorry, for people who can hear my clickety-clack typing.
So, we've got to plan it first. We've planned it.
Planning your movie.
What are we making again?
Plan your concept.
Angry Birds, but with spanking.
Yeah,
right?
Angry. Oh, see, I'm just thinking of poo now. Angry tits is all I can think of. But that's not... No one wants that.
And they do want that.
Oh, yeah, the people want that, but I don't want to
we
make
a scat
film.
We should be mainstream with our first
yeah,
porn.
We don't want to go too like hardcore.
Okay. What's a good film? What's a good film that happened? Think of a film.
Oh no!
Think of a film faster.
What
was the last film you saw?
Last film I saw was The Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book. Okay, The Jungle Cock. There you go.
The Jungle Cock.
It's about a penis that's in the jungle.
A sentient penis.
A sentient
raised
penis.
By wolves and a panther.
So okay,
and
wait.
Wanting to be hunted by a tiger.
I think this could actually work. Right. Okay. So. It's the same story as The Jungle Book, a kid raised in the jungle. But instead of being a kid, he's a hot, sexy man wearing just a loincloth.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a bit weird because the original Jungle Book is about a child. But it's not that one.
It's not.
It's a different
one. Oh, no, we're already
about
starting
a
off.
A fully
right,
grown man.
I'm going to look at my DVDs.
Okay.
And
I like The Jungle Cock.
No,
come back.
You made it weird.
I didn't make it
weird.
It's about a child.
How about...
You're looking at Disney films.
Oh, Cocahontas.
Cocker hunter. Okay, so she's a cock-hungry young lady.
Oh, I was going to say she's a sentient cock again.
No, enough with the sentient cock. No porn films are about a sentient cock.
Oh, 100%. Wait, I'm Googling that.
Oh, Holly!
Are there...
Oh, my God.
Any... wait, should I say porn?
Porns.
Porns?
Porns
it's about not porns, a sentient penis. What is porn stuff?
No.
Oh.
No.
This is shit.
How to create an adult movie. We need to know.
Okay, so we're back.
We've got an idea.
Cockahontas.
She's a cock-hungry young girl.
Yeah.
Who's being betrothed to a guy that doesn't have a good enough penis.
Yeah, or he, or... Yeah. Yeah.
So she rejects him, but then an English boy comes along, and as English boys are known for...
Is ours going to be as, like... problematic as the first? Is it going to have like horrible colonial language? Actually, the Disney one's alright, but the actual tale of Pocahontas is horrible.
What if we retell it as a tale of she's a dominatrix, so there's a kind of female power motif.
We could kind of and she tells John Smith to fuck off at the end.
Yeah, she's like, I'm done with you.
Yeah,
fuck off back to England.
Yes,
and then he
like it.
Does.
Yeah, like
the
it.
End.
And he doesn't take her with her, and she doesn't die of flu.
Yeah, she doesn't have lots of children young because she's a badass sassy woman.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, right, so consider the logistics. Boring. Okay. Yeah. Well, we have to think of length of film.
Length of film.
Okay.
Well, she basically fancies a boy, has sex with him, tells him to fuck off.
No, if Edward Penis Hands can be an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, we're gonna have to come up with a more substantial plot.
Well, they can have...
Wait.
What multiple she sings, penises.
She sings all the songs, but they're all about sex.
Yeah.
The colours of the... the condoms of the wind.
Condoms
yes.
of the wind.
She just throws them have into the wind.
Okay.
She's like, whoa, look at them fly, John Smith.
All these horrible luby, like...
flapping in the
flapping.
Wind.
Oh.
Okay, condoms horrible. Of the wind. What
condoms in the wind. Just around the river bend.
Just around the...
Just
something about a prostate, because there's a bend in that.
Yeah,
right?
You could say just around. I don't know
the finger bend.
Finger bend.
That's good.
Yeah, let's have that.
Because that could be G spot finger bend and a prostate finger bend.
All kinds of G spots.
Everyone's bending their fingers, and everyone's getting something out of it.
Okay, I like that. Okay, so yeah, we've got musical numbers.
Yeah,
everything's going on.
But they're
on
all
going
to be naked during the musical numbers,
well,
so
yeah.
it doesn't get boring.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Oh, and then. Oh, there's nothing less graceful than a flaccid penis blowing in the wind. So that all just that can add to the
when
condoms
have you,
flying
when have
about.
You ever seen a flaccid penis blowing in the wind? How strong was the wind?
I don't think I've ever seen it, but can you imagine it? Like, just
yes,
picture
I wish,
it.
I wish I couldn't
exactly,
picture it.
But now that it's there, it's not a good
image.
It's just flapping around.
Yeah, it's just, and
No.
I'm sorry people who own penises, but
Just don't go outside if it's windy.
Yeah.
And you're naked.
Yeah.
Just don't do
There's
it.
A few variables in there, but yeah.
Okay, what's our next step?
A number of actors, props and set. We just need a wind machine, some condoms.
Oh, wait. Who's going to be the grandma in a tree?
Mother Willow.
Is that still a character? Are we keeping that?
Mother Willow. No, we can have Mother Willow. Mother Willow can be...
Oh, she can be like the sex guru. She could be like Pocahontas.
You know,
put a finger in his butt.
You know who could play Mother Willow?
Madame Caramel!
Yes, brilliant. That's okay, yeah, definitely. Because she is just like a wise guru of all things sex. Even though we forget the fact that she's like a tree in the thing. Well, she can be a tree. If she
could
wants
just
to be
like
a tree.
Stand with her arms in a tree-like position.
Yeah, and be like, hello.
Mm. And we can get her some like bark-based bondage gear.
Yeah, that's cool.
She'll be cool.
We could make, yeah, we could make some, like, carve her some, like, things.
Okay, neither of us could carve. It's kind of a stepping stone.
Okay, right, we'll get there, we'll get there.
Okay, okay.
Estimate the budget. I'm thinking...
No, let's not.
I'm thinking...
Oh.
£200.
if that. We need to get some tree bark.
Tree bark, a wind machine.
That's it.
To be honest...
Maybe some wigs.
Some wigs, and we could get like you need lube. You always need lube,
like a vat of lube.
Yeah, vat of lube.
Yeah, and just like dip into it with like a little bucket,
throw it at people, and then but you don't even need a wind machine if you hire enough people just to
blow.
Yeah,
really.
Just to blow. Mm. Sorry, I blew into the mic there.
Was a terrible idea.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, write a script. We've written the script.
Done that.
Storyboard, done. Oh, there's a sexy higher actors. We'll get to that.
We've already got Mount Caramel. It's fine.
Keep it legal. We need a porn attorney?
Wait, that's a job? Porn attorney?
Hey, if any of you guys are porn attorneys, or know a porn attorney...
It was...
Don't actually get in touch.
Because we're not doing this, but...
We don't have any money anyway, so... find your crew. I can film.
You can film it.
Mm-hmm.
I can direct it.
Of course.
Yeah. I can direct it and be like, put penis in the thing.
We don't need lighting because it's all going to be natural light.
Yes, yeah, all
natural. Because Cockahontas is like, about nature.
It would be like The Revenant. You know The Revenant? They used it all using natural light and they like followed the seasons.
And that took like 2 years.
Yeah, that took two years and a lot of money and a lot of hardship.
And an actual bear. Yes. Probably.
No, not a real bear. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay. What about bear in the sexual sense?
Ooh. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Tom Hardy's a bit of a bear.
Is he a bear? Is he hairy enough to be a bear?
No.
He could be a bear. No, he's more of a... He's not an otter, is he?
Is that the other kind?
Otter is, like, slim, but kind of hairy.
Oh. He's not slim. He's got some muscles.
Oh, yeah. He's not slim.
I don't know. He's somewhere in between a bear and an otter, like a badger.
Badger.
He's a sexy badger.
Sexy
boy.
Badger.
What do we do when we've got our crew? Which obviously we do.
Find a crew. What's that guy doing?
Lighting. We don't need that.
Plan a shoot. We've kind of done that.
Done. Whatever.
Yeah.
Shooting
your movie. Build or prepare your set.
That's
all going to be outside.
That's fine.
Wait, there's a park over there. Let's go to the park.
Yep. Let's go to the Queen's Park.
The Olympic
film
Park.
In the park belonging to the Queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. I don't see any problem there. I think she'd be well up for it.
Oh, we've got to have snacks. Okay.
Yeah.
We always have snacks.
Yeah, we've got to supply snacks.
Yes. Begin filming, obviously. Yes. Okay. What is this next picture? Is that lube?
Yes, lube. We know that.
And Viagra.
Oh, and the Viagra. Oh, of course you need Viagra.
You've had any level of sexual experience, you'll know that failures or issues can and do happen, right?
How dare you?
Administer Viagra. That sounds like we're just going to like shove it into their noses.
Or like inject them when they're not looking. Administer Viagra.
Ugh.
What's going on here? Who's this man?
He's the director. That's
okay.
You.
Wrap it up. Ew.
Clear the set, leaving it smelling of daisies.
Ew. Gross.
Creating the final product. Done.
We can edit. That's fine.
I'm a pro.
What's that? What's she doing there?
Voiceovers? Yeah. You know that scene from Toast of London where they're doing sex voiceovers? Have you seen that? Where they're yes. Yes. It's basically that.
Cool. We can do that.
We can do that ourselves.
Easily.
What? Ooh.
What?
Oh, we've got to get a personal brand. Taku porn, obviously.
Taku porn.
Which will confuse people just like the podcast confuses people, because we don't actually know what taku is.
Yeah, we chose a thing that is still a thing, but
still, we're the first thing that comes up when you Google taku podcast. So
oh, yeah.
I think we've got a pretty good personal brand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't tell your friends or loved ones what you're doing.
What? Was that really a thing?
Yeah.
What you do? That's really... What? That's a really... Maybe you want to be honest, or you think it sounds exciting, but you'll never hear the end of it. This is... Okay, someone who's writing this has obviously just done it and not... Okay, first of all, yeah, if you're going to film a porno, fucking tell, be honest.
Finding commissioned work for a subscription magazine can be a steady source of income. Hey, future publishing.
Future publishing?
Do you think they have... They don't have a porn magazine.
No.
Never mind, one day.
Do they have a...
No.
Okay.
No. They do not have.
Don't have sex with the talent. It might be tempting.
We're the talent.
Oh god.
No, we're not that talent though.
No god.
Are you ready for the challenge, Holly? Because that was not the challenge.
Okay.
Oh, I've been signed out.
Okay. Is this gonna be a really sex heavy podcast?
Yes.
Oh god, I'm so sorry, listeners.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not at all. You can fucking deal with it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm going to try and sit in a position where you can't actually see it.
You might have to wait. I'll go way. So, okay. Right. I can't see it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, while I was on Madame Caramel's Twitter account, I found some links to this guy talking about, what's it called again? Sounding? Urethral sounding.
Urethral sounding.
Which is when you put big old bars.
Let me have a look.
Inside your pee hole.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put bars that are sort of like the size of, I don't know, what would you say they're the size of?
Like a toothpick.
Like a toothpick.
Like a little teeny tiny thing.
Like how big your pee hole is. Mm. And then you can go all the way up to the size of like a chunky fountain pen.
Oh yeah, they were big.
Large.
They were big. But I think it's it had like the thing where it's like, you know, like those vagina trainers?
Yeah.
It was like them, but for urethra. So you build it up. You don't go straight for the big boy.
Yeah, you see, your vagina is mostly supposed to have things.
It's very stretchy.
Go in it. Urethras? Oh. No, they're meant to have pee come out of them. So this isn't...
Yes, urethral
sounding. This isn't what
sounding.
Your urethra is used to. And so you have to be very careful not to tear it. And it's horrible. Anyway, we were... Oh, look, it's the second thing that comes up when you Google it. It's a guy's website called Mr. Racy. Mr. Racy.
Racy, he is indeed.
Oh, yes. And he writes his own erotica, and it was, oh Holly, the adjectives he uses, the beautiful, they're unexpected.
Is he a fantastic writer?
He's an interesting writer,
okay,
for sure.
I'll take that.
There's something strange about when you're reading erotica and a guy uses a word that makes you sort of stumble over it. Like, I imagine people are reading erotica trying to get off.
Yeah, you're reading it with one hand, as they say.
Yeah. So you're sort of, you know, jerking it to the story. And then suddenly he uses a word like voluminous. And you're like, well, sorry, what?
Okay, what?
Like, I imagine you would want simple words like big and sexy. And, you know, words that you don't have to think about. Because you're kind of busy.
Yeah.
But then he's like, voluminous.
Do you think he had thesaurus.com open when he wrote them?
I can almost guarantee it, because do you know what I've done?
What have you done?
I've added a little something to every single one of these extracts.
Okay.
Okay, and you have to guess which part I added. Now, it could be just one word.
That's such a brilliant idea!
It could be an extra, like, little part of a phrase.
Oh, this is going to be tricky.
It is going to be tricky, because they're all different. So the first one, I've already told you, like, basically, there are four words, and I looked the first one up on thesaurus.com so that I could find a suitably ridiculous one.
Nice.
And those first four words were all on there. So yes, he did use a thesaurus.
Amazing.
Is what I'm saying. Okay, so I'm going to start, I'm going to read these out,
okay,
and you are going to have to guess which one I added.
Okay.
Now, just to set up the story, there's a lady called Mia. She's very hot, but her boobs are tiny.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with small boobies.
He likes it. He just calls them boyish at the start, which is cool.
That's
and then she introduces a toy called the Purple Pickle, which is a prostate stimulation tool. And
imagine trying to introduce that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And as you will learn, his butthole is a virgin. So he's not used to this.
Okay.
So, trust me, says Mia. Okay. You're going to thank me when you have the strongest, biggest, maximal, most voluminous and exhausting orgasm of your life. Now, what do you think I added to that?
What? Okay, what was it?
Strongest, biggest, maximal, most voluminous and exhausting orgasm of your life.
I'm gonna go for maximal.
It was maximal, because that's a stupid word.
Voluminous.
But he did actually use the word voluminous.
Has anyone ever had an orgasm gone, oh, voluminous?
Voluminous means kind of like big and like puffy and shit. Yeah. It doesn't mean like
strong big. And... Yeah.
It's like your hair is voluminous, not your
orgasms,
dicks.
Yeah.
Anyway, but now I've added a few more words.
Okay.
But now she drizzled lube down my tender taint and luscious inner thighs. A delicious, yes, a delicious feeling in itself to coat my puckered sphincter with the lube.
Oh, puckered isn't a good, I don't want to think of puckered.
Puckered. No. So what did I add to that one?
I got so distracted by puckered, I've completely forgotten.
Tender taint, luscious inner thighs, or puckered sphincter?
Ooh, okay, I think you added the inner thighs.
I did!
Yes!
Because that was the least gross thing in that sentence.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, oh, he does sound like someone who would write...
Tender taint.
Blah!
Just because it's alliteration doesn't mean it's nice, mate.
Tender.
Okay. Ugh. I barely noticed when at last a single fingertip slipped inside my crispy virgin butthole.
Oh! Gosh! What? Crispy?
What?
Crispy? Crispy is in what? Like it was crusty? Why was it crusty?
Which word do you think I added to that?
Was it crispy?
It was crispy!
Okay.
I knew that one was really obvious, but I really liked crispy. The idea of him being like, my crispy butthole.
Crispy butthole.
Oh, okay.
Crispy. Oh, God, you.
She dragged it along my balls and up my sodden butt crack.
Oh, ow!
And down my sweltering taint until it rested against my puckering hole.
Oh, puckering. What is this puckering?
He really likes it.
Okay.
To pucker.
Okay, it was either... Okay, what was it again?
She dragged it along my balls and up my sodden butt crack and down my sweltering taint.
Okay, so it's one of those
until
two.
Until it rested against my puckering hole.
Okay, it's either... I'm going to go sweltering.
No!
What?!
It wasn't sweltering taint!
Ew!
It was sodden butt crack.
Ew!
I like the idea of it being just, everything's wet with sweat.
And just like, ew! It's just also, like, there's nothing sexy about a sweaty ass crack.
Nope.
But so what was the thing you said again?
She's dragging the purple pickle along his balls.
That's not a sexy name, is it?
Up his sodden butt crack, though that wasn't actually in there.
Okay.
Down his sweltering
taint. That sweltering. That's,
sweltering is a sweaty word.
That's not the right word to use. That's just not the right word.
It's not the right word.
At all.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay, right.
I'm going to begin pressing the tip of this toy against your prostate and you will feel magical, wondrous things in your juicy penis.
Did you add juicy?
No, I added... juicy penis. She just said, you will feel magical, wondrous things, okay? But I wanted to specify where the wondrous things were happening.
In juicy penis.
In his juicy penis.
But it's happening in his prostate.
Well, yes, but there was enough of the sweltering taint not
the taint has had enough attention by this point.
Blah.
The taint has had too much alliteration. And
so
he's
starting to get close.
Okay.
It takes ages. This is a really long erotica. Okay. I lay back, eyes shut and stinging from sweat.
Ew.
The breeze blew in, the curtains rustled. A wolf howled and down the street, a car horn honked.
What?
Yep.
This is erotica.
Well, he kind of likes to just like...
He's setting the scene, I guess.
I think he's trying to calm the tension down a little by being like, and then this happened, and the curtains rustled, and a wolf howled, and a car horn honked, and you're just like, okay.
I've never thought of a car horn honking.
It's a sexy thing,
yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Which one is it then?
Which one do I think you added in?
Yes.
Is it the wolf?
It was.
Okay, good. Because I was about to say, because I was imagining when you said wolf, you know, like those like t-shirts with the wolves howling at the moon. I have one which has penguins on it, similar to that. It's amazing. It's tie-dye purple with like three penguins staring up at like...
But not with, howling.
No, no, but they're like glowing and it's incredible. It's. I saw it and it was so tacky. I knew I had to have
it. You ordered it in three colours.
It's XXL and I love it so much.
So that one was actually your brother's idea.
Oh, I don't want to know that.
He was helping me.
Okay. The wolf howled.
Okay, this one I think is one of the grossest.
Oh!
I flinched and felt a glorious ooze of warmth spread from the chestnut-sized prostate that hid deep inside my twitching, quivering, dilating rectum.
Oh, that sounds... Oh, it's kind of almost medical sounding.
Chestnut-sized prostate. Chestnut. How does he know how big his prostate is?
Chestnut-sized.
He's got a virgin butthole. He's never even touched his prostate, okay?
Chestnut-sized prostate. Which bit do I think you added in?
Yes.
Okay. God, I can't even remember. I'm caught up on the chestnut.
Glorious ooze of warmth, chestnut-sized prostate, or twitching, quivering, dilating rectum?
Ooze. I think you added oozing.
I did not.
What? What did you add in?
Twitching, quivering, dilating rectum.
Twitching, quivering, dilating.
All the same rectum. Word, basically. So I was incredible. Using his technique. When it came, I screamed, "Holy Mother of Jizz!" as hot, white, milky ropes shot across my belly.
Ew, God! Sexy. I know everyone is very different and gets off on different things, and that's awesome because just is. But like ew across your belly, thinking of a guy just coming across his stomach.
Milky ropes. Don't describe it as milky ropes.
Just
milk and ropes are not sexy.
No, in fact, dairy products in general aren't a great
and climbing thing. Equipment.
Yeah, not I mean, for me.
Harnesses, I guess.
Yeah, you can have harnesses.
But not...
Chalk.
Okay.
So, always bringing my minerals into
what
the
do
bedroom.
You think I added to that beautiful sentence?
Okay, I think you added... Wait, what was it again? It was milky ropes.
When it came, I screamed, "Holy Mother of Jizz!"
That, you added that. You added Holy Mother of Jizz.
The original text, he just screamed.
That's even better.
He just went ah,
because I imagine like ah,
milky ropes.
Oh yeah, that's incredible.
Okay, this is the last one before I move on to the next portion of the challenge. If you're ready for that,
what is there a portion?
Yes, there's a next portion.
Jesus, you are treating these listeners too well with your hashtag content.
Her right hand still gripped my staff, milky and coated with a generous icing of my own sponge.
Oh, gross.
Tenderly, lovingly.
How much did he come?
She enrobed my pink withering cock before bending low and sucking it clean with her ripe, tender lips and spitting out of the window onto my neighbour's petunias.
Did you add multiple bits to this?
I did not, no.
What? What? Well, I think maybe you added the neighbour's petunias.
No.
Because because that sounds like something you would think of.
I couldn't make any of that any
because
worse.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, every time you read something, I was like, okay, it's that one. No, it must be that one. Wait, what? That, and then the word petunias came in and I knew that was you. But
the icing is...
read it out again to me. Make it sexy.
Her right hand still gripped my staff, milky and coated with a generous icing of my own spunk.
Ew!
Tenderly... lovingly. She enrobed my pink withering
cock. That's the bit that got me. Enrobed my pink withering. Withering makes it sound like it's dying.
It's not a sexy word, friend.
No. It's not. Enrobed. Enrobed?
Like chocolate. Yeah, she wrapped her lips around it.
Ew.
Anyway.
So it's withering, dying penis.
The next portion... is he also has some sex haikus. Now, I had to look everywhere on the internet for sex haikus, because some of his were actually quite good.
Were they? Really?
Yeah.
I can. There are a few, like, haikus just aren't sexy, let's be honest.
Mm.
I've never been like, feeling a bit sexy, I'm gonna write a haiku.
Rawr, them syllables.
Look at that.
Syllabic restraints, baby.
What is it? Is it
575?
That's it.
I really hope so, because that's what I've done.
Okay.
So some of these are from the internet.
Okay.
And some of these are from me.
Oh, is this where I'm going to kind of regret being friends with you after
the
this?
The ones that are me are like really obvious.
Okay.
You're going to... Okay, first one.
Okay.
Valley of the thighs. Creamy fields and juicy hills. Maybe I'll move there.
Is that you?
No.
What? Valley of the thighs.
Valley of the thighs. Creamy fields.
Ew.
Juicy hills.
I don't know what it is, but I don't like this dairy sting that's going on.
Creamy is not good. It's not good.
Creamy milk.
Not good.
All that.
Juicy hills. Don't describe my thighs as juicy hills, mate.
Yeah, I'll just slap you. I'll be like, what the f- who are you calling juicy hills?
So the next one.
Okay, carry on.
Let me lick your nips. I bet they taste like chocolate. I really like them. Who wrote that?
I feel so sorry for my neighbours. I'll point out that we're recording this now. It's 12:45 in the morning. And what was that?
Let me lick your nips. I bet they taste like chocolate. I really like them.
Was that you?
Yeah, I cheated with chocolate, because that's not a two-syllable word.
Chocolate.
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 Chocolate. Chocolate. I had to spell it like chocolate.
Why did you choose chocolate and not something that was two syllables?
I was rushed for time.
Okay.
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 Next one. Okay. Dripping on carpet.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good start. The remains of my efforts to please and appease. Dripping.
Oh, that wasn't you.
No.
That's
dripping. Well,
dripping on carpet. Ew, imagine cleaning cum off a carpet.
Don't want to, thank you.
That would be a nightmare. Dairy products, again, on the carpet, you don't want that. Don't want cum there
either. Oh my god. Okay.
Holly's cleaning tips.
I'll show you that to climax as one ain't something just in da movies. Now, I just want to point out that da has the same number of syllables as the. So that's a stylistic choice just rather than a metrical choice. Da movies.
That wasn't you.
That was not me, but I kind of wish it was. God.
Yeah,
I'm just into movies.
I would have more respect for you if you'd written that.
Okay, next one.
Okay.
I can't do this.
No, you can. I believe in you.
I like your butt, girl. Can I touch it with my butt? Let's touch butts for fun. Let's touch butts for fun.
Was that you?
That was me.
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay, next one. It's exactly like straight sex, except our penises glow in the dark.
What? Was that you?
That was not me.
What?
So this was on one, it was just a website called Lesbian Sex Explained in Haiku.
Lesbian Sex Explained in Haiku.
Well, how else are you going to explain it, Holly?
That's true. I do want all my information in haiku format.
Women are good at poetry.
Apparently. Wait, I'm confused by that. Why do they glow in the dark?
Well, they don't have... Well, I guess they mean strap-on penises that glow in the dark.
Or like
for the lightsaber fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next one. How do I do the... Oh, wait, I think it's in now. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
What?
Sex haiku!
Wait, was that you just talking?
No.
That feels like that was... I thought you were just talking to me then. I was like, Kate's having...
I'll read it again.
...moment.
How do I do the... Oh, wait, I think it's in now. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay,
did you get the...
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. I get the kind of to and fro. Yeah. I think that wasn't you.
It was me.
It was you.
Like you, I'm talented.
I thought it was too good to be you.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, the next one. For fuck's sake.
Hey, you did this to yourself.
I did, and I hate myself. Okay. My sexy anus. Drink before that.
I was taking a drink, but also I don't know why, but that reminded me of the word puckering. And I was like,
Okay.
I should point out, I was drinking from a water bottle.
Not a butthole.
Not a butthole. And I enrobed my lips around its puckering lid.
Okay. My sexy anus.
Yeah. Yes. Carry on.
Is hungry for a butt plug. Do a sex to me.
That was you. That was 100% you.
I said some of the more obvious.
Okay. Do a sex to me.
I ran out of ideas.
Do a sex to
do
me.
Do a sex to me. It's five syllables, all right?
Do a sex. Yeah.
Do a sex to me. Five. Yeah.
But now, you should have fitted like, do da sex to me.
Do da sex. Yeah, maybe. Okay, mouth on my pistol. I feel like a loaded gun. Lick, lick, bang, bang, boom.
Ew, that's not you.
That's not me.
But that's awful. That's so bad.
I don't want things to explode.
Lick, lick. Also, lick, lick makes it just sound like...
Mine is so obvious. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, fucking... Okay.
You wrote it!
I did! But now I have to read them out loud.
Yes, you do.
In a public podcast. Okay.
Okay.
Your dick is a spade. Dig me a big sexy hole inside my moist cave.
Ew. Now I've just got you like an image of you having like a horrible like vagina fistula type thing. Like a horrible
Jesus,
thing.
No.
Like, ew.
Now, I mean, I'm pretty sure you know that one was me, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I was going to go with dank cave, but I thought that was too obvious. But the fact that I've said your dick is a spade kind of gives it away, right?
And also that just made me think of, like, you know how some animals have really weirdly shaped penises?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like I was trying to make him feel better, okay?
What, like his dick was a spade?
Yeah, it looks like a spade. I don't know.
What, flat? And like, wide?
Some people are into that.
Okay.
How about you go first and then do me? Okay, fine. Well, 69.
Wait. How about you go first?
How about you go?
Yeah.
First and then do me, okay? Fine, well, 69. But it kind of, it's one sentence. It's kind of...
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think she was like, do an oral to me. And then he was like, no, I want it first. And then she was like, fine, we'll do it at the same time.
Oh, that doesn't sound very nice.
Yeah, well, those ones were like real sexual experiences rather than...
Oh, okay.
Sexy holes inside moist caves.
Moist, dank caves.
Okay, so was that me?
No.
Okay, well, I gave that away.
Yeah, you gave that away big time.
Off a website. Okay. Let's have sex outside. The washing is nearly done, and I'm really bored.
Now that's realistic. Mm. I'm going to say that wasn't you.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it was!
Oh, you got me!
I'm great at haikus.
You got me. You should change every da to da, though.
No.
Da washing is done.
Okay, here's one.
Okay.
Your tongue like an oar. Yeah. Row my boat faster. Harder, make me come ashore. You see the layers?
I see the metaphor and the symbolism going on there.
Now, I don't think anyone has ever said, row my boat harder.
Although that makes me think of, I once heard a clitoris described as a bald
man in a boat.
Bald man in a boat. Mm-hmm. And and since then it's just really creeped me out. I also once, an American Horror Story, the second season, it's meant to be creepy, but it's still really creepy, and he describes a woman's, like, vagina as, like, her mossy mound.
Ah!
And ever since then, I'm just like, ew, gross.
What's that in? Which one?
Season two!
Who did say it?
Creepy Doctor.
Creepy Doctor.
I don't want to spoil it, because I feel it might be spoilers.
I know the Creepy Doctor. Yeah, okay. I don't remember that, but I probably just washed it out of my mind.
Oh, and he calls it her rosebud.
No!
And I was just like, oh, so many flower metaphors. Horrible.
Ugh. Okay, last one.
Mm-hmm.
My penis is hard. I'd like to sort this out now. It's become painful.
I would like to sort this out now.
Yeah. That one's got a twist, you see, because it starts off being like, oh, his penis is hard.
Yeah.
Sex is going to occur, but then, oh, it's painful. Maybe he's just at the doctor's.
What? Why would he have a hard-on at the doctor's?
You know when people, like, have a hard-on for, like, 5 hours and then their dick falls off? Because they took, like, 500 Viagra.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, the doctor was, like, But like, I need to do a medical procedure. Get your dick hard. What?
What kind of doctors are you going to?
You don't help them?
No.
Okay, well,
They've never asked me to get my dick hard.
Well, I need to go to court then, I think.
Yes.
But,
Sex court.
Sex court.
That's our next porn. Sex court.
Sex court. Yeah. Cool. Okay, cool. Okay. I don't think that was you.
That was me.
It was you.
I'm a genius and you don't even know it.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
I'm great at haikus. I might as well just be a poet and don't even know it.
Okay, no, you've lost it. Done.
But that rhymed. Ow. Just in timed. Oh, rhyming.
You're gonna go now? You're gonna leave?
No.
Okay, right. We'll move on to questions.
Questions.
This is going to be a comeback special.
Extra long comeback
special. Extra long comeback special.
We haven't done one in like 2, 3, 4 months or whatever. 2, 3, 4, 5, so we might as well just make it like a quadruple length one.
Yeah, okay.
We'll just sit here for like 4 hours being like, Holly, I've run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, I'd be like, what's happening with Ed's penis hands? Should we go back to that?
Some socks, I guess.
Nice socks. Anything on the socks?
No. Okay, cool. That was fun.
That was great.
Well, that's 1 minute killed.
Cool. Go get the questions. And by that, I mean get your phone and look up questions.
Okay.
I tweeted for questions.
Okay, I've got 4% battery, so...
Oh, shit.
Let's do this fast and hard. Like my boat.
Like your shovel.
My sexual boat.
Oh, ew.
Okay, talk a podcast. I hope it doesn't die. I see you retweeted a thing into our feed without asking me.
Yeah.
You bitch. Okay. We have some questions.
Cool.
Oh, we've got loads. Oh, sweet. More than 4% can handle. Let's do this.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Quick fire questions.
Shoes McShoesington says, if you could have a Harvest Moon type game of any other game franchise, which would you pick? I'd plant carrots with Pokemon.
Oh, I was just about to say Pokemon. I'm going to go...
I don't really understand the question.
So you can make any other game into like a farming type...
Animal Crossing, because then I could actually kiss the other animals.
I was okay, that's kind of disturbing.
You would kiss Digby.
I'm more of a KK slider.
You'd have a naughty affair with Rossetti.
Oh, no,
he'd be
Rossetti.
Like, ooh, go on, press the off switch without saving, baby.
I'd have Okami. Because then there was that really fun...
Can't plant things with dog hands.
Yes, you can!
We've been through this!
Yes, you can! If you use them like human hands, you can. But there's that mini game where you're running around digging up turnips and a woman hits you. So it would just be
sweet.
That. Yeah.
Just that over and over again.
Yeah.
But different things.
Yeah.
Okay. Joseph Nielsen.
Ugh.
If you could have 4 legs but no arms, or 4 arms but no... 4 arms, Joe.
Yeah, 4 arms.
That's a stupid question.
Actually, to be fair, though, there are often times when I wished I had 4 legs. What?
Like a really shit horse.
Yeah, because basically I see my dogs running around and everything is so much easier for them because they have 4 legs.
They're also really low to the ground.
Yeah.
You'd be so high up. So... How would your joints work?
Okay, I've imagined this. Okay, I'm like a centaur.
No, right? You're not. You've got 4 human legs.
Yes.
Human legs are not beautiful, graceful horse legs.
They could be.
They're not.
Anyway, okay, right. Well, fine. We'll agree to disagree.
If you had arm legs, you could climb trees like monkeys do. Yeah. They've got arm legs.
Yeah, but I'm imagining you have, like, stump.
You'd have thumbs on your feet.
Okay, yeah,
no
fair
feet
enough.
Thumbs.
Fair enough.
I'm right, you're wrong, you're sleeping.
Yeah, no, I'm going for arms.
You're not going to look like a majestic centaur. You're going to look like... You know when people, like, put shoes on their hands? just look like that. Okay. Next question.
Okay.
Rob Smith says, if you were a Pokemon gym leader, what would you specialise in and how would your gym look? Okay.
I'd be water.
I'd be fairy, because have you seen fairy types? They're all adorable and round and pink. And I just have, like... a Jigglypuff and a Clefairy, and I'd sleep on them at night. That's not very nice, is it?
No, I'm thinking that's bordering on abuse. I would have water Pokemon, and it would be all pretty and have waterfalls.
I might have dragon type, because dragons are cool.
Okay.
But a lot of dragon type Pokemon don't look like dragons.
No.
And the ones that do look like dragons aren't dragon type. Like, I don't think Charizard was a dragon type, but I've got weird, haven't I?
I don't know what's going on anymore.
Okay. Frank says, what is your own personal utopia like, and how could it go wrong?
Well, it's not a utopia,
that's
then.
That's depressing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a dystopia, and we don't dream of dystopias, Frank.
A toku utopia would have...
waterfalls made of biscuits.
Oh, that sounds really painful.
Madame Caramel on tap.
I'm imagining her like flubber, like coming out of the tap, then just reforming.
No. She just turned on the tap and it's like, ah, flesh!
No,
flesh is coming out.
All the treats. You know how Madame Caramel's playing Mother Willow and not Cockahontas? So I feel like Madame Caramel would be like, her face would be on all the trees and she'd give out like wisdom and stuff. And then there'd be tea.
Like a fairy godmother.
Every tap would have tea if you
but
wanted
perfectly
it.
Brewed tea.
Perfectly brewed, like and the perfect shade.
You could press a button to put sugar and milk in it.
Yes, that's a good idea. Yeah. And lots of nice plants. And dogs.
This has basically turned into like the Willy Wonka room with the chocolate waterfall, but with more things in it.
But with tea.
And dogs.
Yes.
Sweet. That does sound really nice. Okay, Jamie Adams says, which video game character would you like to get a hug from?
Oh god, so many.
Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby's a nice go-to.
How big is Kirby?
See, have you... Oh wait, no, I'm going to save this for another time. I'm going to bring it up here, but we're going to talk about it in the next episode.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the Kirby cartoon?
No.
Okay, well, we're going to watch a couple of episodes, and we're going to talk about it in the next one, because it's amazing. But yes,
Is he huggable?
Yeah, you can hug him.
I would hug Kirby, because you've got a Kirby pillow, and every time I come over, I'm like, hugs!
Yeah, there's a lot of hugs going on. I think I would go for...
He couldn't hug you back
then. I think I'd go for Alistair...
No, it's not a sexy
Dragon
hug.
Origins.
It's a hug.
Yeah,
okay?
But I.
How about hugging?
I love
what's
his
face.
I love his personality.
Fluffy dog.
Amaterasu.
No,
I love his personality.
Hug Amaterasu because she's fluffy and nice and she'll lick you.
No,
puppy
I
bits.
Don't want. I don't want Amaterasu.
Wrong. How about Isabel?
Digby.
You made it sexy again.
Why is that sexy? That's
you
not
fancy
sexy.
Him. You want to marry him.
I fancy Digby. I fancy KK Slider because he's got
terrible.
Strong brows.
I'd get a hug from Ganondorf.
Actually, no, Iron Bull. Because he'd lift you up.
He'd kill you.
He wouldn't kill you. I think he's quite cuddly.
Peter Milner wants to know, any of you played The Witcher 3 expansion thoughts? I haven't yet, but
haven't
I'm going
yet.
To.
Going to have to play it at some point.
Harry Plamalama.
Pababada?
Says, yay, being back. Going to be greedy with two questions. That's quite all right. How blubber. Harry Potter? First, Pokemon Sun or Moon? Oh, we decided this earlier.
Yes, I'm going Moon.
I'm going Sun.
Cool. Yes.
Second, new Top Gear thoughts? Love the show. I assume you mean Toku and not Top Gear.
Yeah, because otherwise that's a leading question.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Me neither.
Apparently, what's his name?
Matt LeBlanc.
Is meant to be quite good,
yes.
Which is nice. Chris Evans is just Chris Evans, who I'm not really bothered about.
And apparently they did all like the old jokes and everyone was like,
really?
Anyway,
yeah.
But we need to watch it.
Yeah.
We really don't, do we?
No.
Cars, innit? Amir says, sorry for the school-focused questions, but how annoying and stressful were exams and how did you combat it? I made shitloads of notes, but not just any notes, because I find notes really boring. I did colour-coded notes.
Oh my god.
And notes divided into themes. And you see, I had to discover the themes myself because we didn't already have themes in our work. And making your own themes makes you know things good.
Makes you know things good?
Yes. So in my essays, like in the exams, I'd be like, well, first, obviously, I'm going to talk about... For example, I got 100% in this module, so you can trust me.
Oh god.
I did women... In ancient literature or ancient history. I don't remember the module title, but
cool.
That's not important. It was women and it was about Greek and Roman stuff. So I divided it into categories like what's good about women. So there was like faithfulness.
What's good about women?
Looks.
Vagina.
Bad women. So there was one woman that knew too much, so no one liked her and called her a whore.
Whore.
And, you know, so I divided it into themes like that.
Yes.
So you have to kind of engage critically with the stuff you're learning, which is good, because that's what you want to be doing anyway. And then I did things in colours.
Okay.
So, you know, one theme would be blue. And so I'd put it in like a little blue folder.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sound like such a nerd, but this was all procrastination, basically.
You are very nerdy. I didn't discover how... Well, I realised I was terrible at exams until I got medication for anxiety and depression. And Yay! Then realised I could work. And when I finally did find that that worked, I always try to start about a month before the exam. And then, I don't know, I'm very formulaic. I go through all the reading, highlight, and then I make notes, but I always do them in... what's it called? Spider?
Oh, yeah, I can't do that. It doesn't work for me.
See, I'm just, I'm too kind of scatty and just like, that there and that there and that there and I'm done. And then, so I just do that for each
thing. They are really useful as like a visual aid. My friend who was studying like all the sciences because she was going to do medicine made, they weren't like spider diagrams, but they were like a one sheet of like color-coded information with like little sort of doodles to help her kind of see what was going on the page. And they were all really interesting. She also had really small writing, so that kind of helped.
I also think sometimes you need to practice actually writing essays or doing the thing.
Yeah.
Because there's no point memorizing everything if you don't know how to apply it. Often knowing how to structure something and make an argument will help you just as much as learning lots of dates or something.
Also, actual in-exam tips. Firstly, don't do what I did and take a bunch of Pro Plus if you've never taken Pro Plus before.
Oh, God,
because
why?
You will be too twitchy to write anything and you'll freak out and have an anxiety attack. Still managed to get, like, an A. So I don't really know what happened. Because I didn't finish one of the questions. I was like, no, I can't write! My hand is moving too much. Anyway, so don't do that. That's bad. Don't drink energy drinks. Don't stay up late. Like,
have a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
I always find the night before as well, try to relax a bit.
Yeah. Because doing extra revision will not help you the night before.
No. Like, I had some people just before I had my last exam, and people were like, I stayed up till 4 a.m. And I was like, you're not going to remember anything from that time.
That is bad. Your brain absorbs stuff only when you're well rested and eating well. So you should be eating lots of fish. My mum, on purpose, like, only let me eat fish.
What?
Okay, it wasn't that bad. But, like, it was a fish-heavy diet. So it would be, like, salmon one night, tuna.
Parents didn't give a shit enough to change my diet.
I think my mum just really wanted to be able to help in whatever way she could, so that was nice.
Oh, that's cute.
Another exam tip, especially if you're doing something like history, where the exam paper has a lot of information on it, and maths, is, like, don't feel like you have to write straight away.
No, go through the questions and highlight and pick out words, pick out things like that.
And
plan essays.
The thing I did is write as much revision as I could remember down on the...
Really?
On the actual question paper. I was just like, gotta get it out of my brain in case it falls out.
What?
Yeah. But nothing like serious. If it was maths, it would just be like a couple of formulae. And if it was history, I'd be like, remember these dates. And, you know, nothing huge.
Okay. Right. I was about to say, because that would... That would take the whole exam.
Yeah. Oh, I pressed a button.
Okay.
Anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Ross McMahon says, who is your choice out of the three new starter Pokemon? Rowlet,
although I'm worried Rowlet's going to go into something horrible.
He's too cute.
He's too cute, but I'm worried
they're
that he's
going to do that.
I have to see the evolutions, okay? Have to see the evolutions, but Rowlet so far.
Bin Diesel said, what is the best bird?
I like waterfowl.
I like that fluffy white one that I'm always retweeting.
Yes, I looked it up one time and it is it was voted the cutest bird. It's a Japanese...
The cutest bird?
Yeah.
In the world?
Cutest bird in the world.
Cutest bird in the world?
It's a Japanese... There it
that's
is.
That's my bird!
Yeah, that's the bird.
It's a bee humming bird.
Okay, it's got a cute name as well.
Oh, look at it. It's so cute. I love him. Or it's a Japanese long-tailed tit.
It's a Japanese long-tailed tit. It is a...
Or owls.
Owls are nice.
Owls are good.
I like waterfowl, and penguins are my favourite animal. I don't count dogs as animals, because they're friends.
I was about to say a flying squirrel, but then I realised that that's a squirrel. I do like flying squirrels, and sugar gliders.
Yeah, it's a Japanese long-tailed tit.
But those aren't birds.
They're so cute.
Anyway, they're really cute, Japanese long-tailed tits. I retweet them all the time. Tweet.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Okay, let's carry on.
we've answered that one. It's the best bird. Phil Walters says, it's almost summer. What's the best thing about summer? What's the worst? The best thing about... Ow, sorry. Why did I say ow? I hit you.
I don't know.
Sorry.
It's getting late. It's 1:10.
What's the best thing about summer?
Best thing about summer, I like... I don't know. Being able to sit outside at restaurants is nice.
Okay.
I like that.
Nice weather.
Yeah.
is good.
Going but to not parks. Too hot. I'm terrible in heat.
Ugh, same. It's really hot now and I'm like...
Mm. Yeah.
I think the worst thing about summer is probably when the weather is outside of the good weather. Like, either when it's grossly hot or when it's raining and you're like,
the
what?
Feeling that because it's summer you should be doing something.
Yeah, when you're sitting inside playing video games and you look outside and you can always hear your mum being like, it's sunny outside.
Yeah, and it's like...
like, no.
Mum.
I gotta play Uncharted, Mum. Anyway, summer. Ben Travis says, I'm rereading his Dark Materials at the moment. If you had a demon, what would it be?
I've never read Dark Materials.
Okay, so a demon is kind of like a pet that is part of your soul.
Oh, yes, no, I know. My mum and my brother read them, and they read out little bits to me, but I never paid attention.
So it's like... it changes form when you're growing up, but then when you hit puberty, it settles.
It sticks, yeah. And it's kind of like an animal, isn't it?
And if it dies, you die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think mine would be a... I think... let's decide each other. So that's a good one. Okay.
I've had a lot of people tell me that I remind them of a chipmunk, so don't choose chipmunk, I'll punch you. You would be a... this is really hard,
isn't it?
If I say something offensive, like a squid...
just like on the floor, like, just like not even a like swimming squid, just like a dead.
Imagine if you can slime. See it settling into something and then it just goes, and you're like, oh shit, no!
And there's always walking around with a glass of water with my squid in it.
And you'd have it like sitting on your shoulder, dripping.
Oh, like a kind of like when you see the inside of a Dalek and it's just like, ew.
Anyway, you wouldn't be a squid.
Okay,
you don't remind me of squids. What do you remind me of, animal-wise? Like, I can't... Ooh. Neither of us can choose dog.
No, because that's too obvious.
It's too obvious. But, like... well, I can't even think of any animals. Ooh. Like a ferret?
A ferret?
Squeezing into tubes.
Squeezing into tubes and stinking. Is what ferrets...
really bad.
Cool, okay, so I'm a ferret.
I don't know if I know animals.
I was thinking... I think you'd be, like...
I think I'd want to be a mouse.
That's cute. Like a dormouse.
A really small mouse. Okay. A really, like, little fat one. Like
I was thinking
like
of
a hamster. Yeah. Mouse.
Oh, a hamster's great. Okay, yeah, you'd be a tiny mouse, and I'm a ferret.
You don't have to be a ferret.
No, too late. You've chosen it.
I was going to say parrot first.
Parrot?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Parrot?
A really cute, like a budgie. Oh, more than a parrot.
Oh, a budgie. I could take a budgie. Yeah. That's cute.
They're kind of short and chubby. I'm not saying that's you. I just think they're cute. Oh, God. I like budgies.
Short and chubby. But budgies are cute. I like lovebirds because they've got cute cheeks. Yes, next question.
Okay, I think this is our last question.
Look at them.
They're so very cute. I was thinking of like those ones are really orange. I was thinking of the white ones. Like
the white and blue.
Yellow
and yellow.
White. Yeah, the blue and the yellow and the white and the budgies. And it would sit on your shoulder and be like,
bah! Yeah, I like that. I like that. Yeah. I have a lot of time for that.
Yeah, that kind of budgie.
That's cute.
It's just like you. And when you get your hair dyed pink, you can dye it pink.
Oh, that's cruel, but
okay. I think this is our last question.
Okay.
I'm going to check, though. It's a stupid question.
Okay.
It's from Sam Smith.
Able.
Who is your favourite wrestler?
I thought you were saying that for a second. It's from Sam Smith. Who is your favourite wrestler? I was like, is he?
I love the way he does the drop.
I like
kicks
the flips.
And the
flippy
pile
dips.
Pile driver.
Oh, that sounds
I think
a sex move.
That is a sex move.
Yeah. Mine is Rowdy Roddy Piper, even though he's dead, because I will always love him. And he is my soulmate, and I'm looking forward to meeting him in heaven. Carry on.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. I'm going to turn that into a haiku.
I've already forgotten his name. Daniel Bryan, the guy who goes, yes! Yes.
Oh, I like the guy. I like anybody that has catchphrases. So basically,
that's
there's
all
these.
Of them.
Yeah, but there's these two guys.
Yeah.
And I can't remember their names. And one of them's quite small. And the other, oh no, I think one of them got really hurt recently. But I think he's fine. But anyway.
This is a fun story.
But anyway, no. Oh, it's my dog. But
that's
yeah.
a picture of your dog. That's not a question.
But and then they come out and there's like a big one, little one. He goes, my friend is 7 foot tall and you can't teach that. And they just keep on saying you can't teach that.
That's a terrible thing.
I like it.
That's boring.
I like
of course
it.
You can't teach
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but they're really sassy. And
that's like saying,
yeah.
Hey, I get really stressed sometimes and you can't teach that.
No, it's awesome. I love it.
Whatever. Okay, fine, sure.
Oh, the New Day? Is that what they're called? The really fun yes. guys that come out to bootios and like dress as unicorns?
My grandma like doesn't them. Like them.
Why does your grandma not like them?
She likes racist. The old school wrestlers. She racist. Doesn't like all the new ones. I don't think it's because she's racist. I think she hates all the new wrestlers.
Your grandma's the one that likes to watch it with the silently. Sound off, that's kind of odd. Does she like WWE?
She likes watching that and like Jeremy Kyle with the sound off as well. What? I think she just likes men fighting. Don't blame her.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. God, we don't have any more questions.
That's the last question?
We've just got lots of people saying nice things about us. Ugh.
Oh, good. Right. As I said, thank you for being very patient while I finish my dissertation, finish my exams and my degree.
I wasn't. I hate you.
Yeah, no, Kate every day was harassing me and throwing stuff at my window, throwing squids and all that kind of shit. But yes, you should follow us on Twitter. I'm at Nielsen_Holly.
I'm at HowNotToDraw.
And we are Toku_podcast. And like us on Facebook and stuff. We're Toku Podcast. It's easy. Just Google it. Or put it on Facebook. You'll find it. Anyway.
Yep. Shut up.
You'll find it. So, okay. So yeah, shall we say goodbye?
No.
Okay. Shall we just sit here?
Yeah. We're doing this for 4 hours.
Doing 4 hours. Well, we're on an hour 23 at the moment.
That's not even that long.
No, it's not that long.
Some of our favourite podcasts go on for much longer.
Well, you say favourite.
We're going to sit here until I'm bored, okay?
Well, your phone's on like 1%.
Shut up, you're on 1%. Okay, oh! Fine. Oh, fine. God.
You going to say bye?
Okay, fine.
Say it.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.